Roger Martin, who's on the other end of our line. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Very well. When I title you, what would I say?
Just spokesperson for the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians.
All right. Well, you heard about what happened at last night's meeting for the Lansing City Council. What's your response?
We're grateful for the support and confidence that the mayor and the city council and the people of Lansing have placed in the Sioux Tribe. And, you know, we now will continue to work through this, what will be a long process to try to open this casino.
All right. Well, so what's next in the process?
Well, we'll make some news here, Tony. I think today the Sioux Tribe will officially announce that the referendum that will enable tribal members to vote on the current version of the agreement with the city will be moving forward up there, that the number of signatures turned in by a particular tribal member who wanted this to go to a vote of tribal members. Remember, the Sioux Tribe is a democracy. That will be moving forward. So, you know, the process will be, those votes will be counted over the next 60 days. Assuming a affirmative outcome, then, you know, the next step is to put the application together to buy the land. Then the next step is to put the application together to submit to the U.S. Department of the Interior to place the land into trust.
When will we know the results of the vote?
60 days. That's the tribe's constitution. You know, the Sioux Tribe, just like the city of Lansing and the state of Michigan, is an independent government, a sovereign nation under the U.S. Constitution. Its members have the right to petition the government on any policy issue that the elected officials there have approved. And that, you know, that's part of the process. Just not to alarm listeners here, the Sioux Tribe, they probably deal with 2 to 3 to 4 tribal referendums a year up there. They are not uncommon. In fact, they are extraordinarily common with this particular tribe. Over the last, probably since early January, the Sioux Tribe Board of Directors and the chairman have been going around the state and around the Upper Peninsula meeting with tribal members to educate them about the Lansing Casino to make sure they have all the facts. And after those meetings are done, a survey is handed out to every person who has attended the meeting, and we ask them to tell us if they, based on what they've learned about the project, if they support or oppose it, and support for it's running just under 70%.
All right, Roger, so, we will stay in touch with you. Thank you so much.
No problem, Tony. Take care, man.